Okay. So, as the interviewer, my name is Tracy Person, and as the interviewee, I have Emma Talamantes. And just for a first statement, this interview will be recorded and uploaded to the ASU COVID-19 Archive Project, which is public. Do you understand and grant permission that this interview can be recorded and made public on the ASU website?
Yes.
Alrighty, so the first question I have for you is, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or your beliefs?
It has definitely shaped my pre-existing beliefs into more of, well, I feel like in times of chaos and stuff like this, people are like searching for something to have hope in and mm-hmm. something to like rely on. And in my life, like the Lord has been like my rock through like my life. And you know, that's just said so much growing up, like you mm-hmm. just know that. But truly experiencing like literally a devastated world and a hopeless world, and being able to have like someone to rely on as like, because we're all in the same boat. And I was just talking to a friend the other day about how like celebrities and athletes and all these people, nobody's immune to it, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's definitely just reminded me about how much he is a rock. And yeah.
Awesome. I totally agree on that. If you don't mind for me, do you mind stating what your faith is?
Yes, I am Roman Catholic, and I've been Catholic since a baby.
Alrighty. Question number two is your religious community still gathering currently, and how has COVID-19 affected your personal participation in your religious community?
Oh, wow. Yeah, ever since, I think this has been the fourth Sunday without in-person mass, so that has been really tough, not being able to receive the sacraments, but my community, as far as like at ASU, like young people, we still keep in touch over Zoom and like small groups and Bible studies, but mm-hmm. it's not the same, and community is such a vital part of faith, and yeah. Like iron sharpens iron. And so
yeah.
it has been a major shift for myself to be able to like hold myself almost accountable of like, I still need to be in the Word and I still need to be praying and like doing virtual mass at home.
Yeah.
So it has been definitely a shift, and I miss the physical community and praise and worship together and mass and everything, but it definitely has, like strengthened my own ability, I guess, to mm-hmm. Hold myself accountable. And I've definitely, I guess, been yearning for more of the Lord in my life since I can't physically like receive him in the Eucharist and stuff. So it's been, I've been like even more diving into the Word. And so yeah. that's been a plus, but it is difficult.
Yeah. So on that, would you almost say that people of like religiosity in general, do you think that having, you know, a new almost forced, and by forced I mean like during the circumstances that we're in, do you think it's difficult for, like I said, people with religiosity to have to be almost forced into this new like Zoom or even like uploaded, you know, mass, like almost as related to ASU, like a lecture, like being uploaded and having to watch it at home? Do you think that truly affects like people now and maybe as a community when you guys get back together, or even as a church when everyone gets back together for mass, that it will be different, or like they'll feel more together when you get back together? Or how do you view that?
Yeah, oh my gosh, definitely. I've been thinking about that so much too. I feel like I would take not so much for granted, I guess, but I just wasn't aware of what a privilege it is mm-hmm. to attend mass. And even being in the United States where we can like freely practice religion, that always just kind of was a given, and I never really took time to sit and appreciate it. And as this whole thing was like coming about, and we kind of knew that masses were going to be getting canceled. It was like coming, it was inevitable. I like was thinking about all the people in other countries who like don't have that freedom on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And so that gave me a deeper appreciation for it, definitely. And then just going the couple weeks without it, it just feels kind of like empty. And like part of that being like the mass, and then part of that being community too. So I feel like, and a lot of my friends are feeling that way, and family, and even friends that maybe like had fallen away from the church. I feel like even it's affecting them too. So yeah. When we all do, you know, come back together as a community and stuff, I feel like it's definitely just going to be like a rebirth.
Yeah, for sure. No, I completely agree. In a lecture that we had just watched in the course that I'm taking, which is Religion 101, there was a guest speaker who is Dr. Evan Berry, and he was talking about environmental issues and like pandemics and just global issues that have happened. And there was an instance that I remember, and he was talking about how recently that Pope Francis is very adamant about just like global issues and environmentalism and stuff like that. Do you think that as almost being like the center of Catholicism, do you think that has like a role on how Catholics in general almost feel about during the pandemic, that they have this kind of higher authority that they have that is like advocating for, you know, more community, more unity, stuff like that? Do you think that's like a sense of hope as well as, you know, just in Catholicism as in general?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Definitely. I feel like it's so unique to Catholicism that we have, you know, Pope Francis here, like on earth with us, and that, yeah, we can just like look to him for just not advice, but just, you know, paving the way for us to be able to be more like Christ. And yeah, I feel like that is a huge like beacon of hope and unity too, because I mean, he tweets in every language, and it just makes us realize how universal the Catholic Church is. And yeah. Yeah, it's been, I love seeing his tweets and lives and
yeah. I find that so interesting too, how it's almost like this transition from older, you know, Catholicism and like maybe, you know, almost having this like secular versus like religious side, you know, like state and church being very separated. But now that we have like Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that, like even the Pope himself can be like intertwined with this, and like even said before, be very advocate about like, you know, pandemic social issues. So it's just very interesting to see how that could change, you know, just viewpoints and stuff like that, which is awesome. And then the third question I have for you is your religious community supplying or engaging in any kind of community service in an attempt to alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? If so, what are those efforts?
Honestly, I'm not sure if I've seen any, like, I know that people within my home parish here in Phoenix, not the Newman Center, but here, that just, like, people are chipping in to, like, take someone else's like adoration slot, or like bring meals to this elderly person, mm-hmm. or groceries to this elderly people, but I'm not sure if they're doing anything like on a larger scale.
Yeah,
but I mean, they definitely should though.
Yeah
There's a big like sea of people that I'm sure are like willing to help. I'm not sure, and especially since we're not having like actual collections at masses.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how that's working, right? But maybe there's an online something.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
For sure. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for being my interviewee today. And yeah, so like I said, my name is Tracy Person. I am the interviewer, and my interviewee here today was Emma Talamantes. And thank you.
Thank you.